Good morning. Today we have a fascinating question. We've been talking about the Birkas HaNer, Borei Me'orei HaEish, that we say on the candle, on the flame, on Motzei Shabbos. And our question is as follows: is it permitted to benefit from fire prior to saying the bracha Borei Me'orei HaEish? Just to give a parallel to this, obviously we cannot drink water until we say a bracha. We cannot eat that cookie, that cake, that chicken, that salmon until we say a bracha beforehand. So do we say the same thing applies when it comes to the bracha on fire, that you first have to say the bracha in order to have a hana? Accordingly, you could not use a flame, you could not use fire, apparently you can't read by a flame, you can't smoke a cigarette, which is usur anyway, but now we would usur it even before Havdalah. Maybe even you can't cook using a flame before saying the bracha Borei Me'orei HaEish. So the Tshuvas Ginas V'Radim brings a Tosefta. Tosefta in Maseches Brachos that says as follows: Ne'imasai Mevarach Aleha. When do we say the bracha Borei Me'orei HaEish on the candle? Mishetach Shach, after night. Motzei Shabbos, now it is the beginning of Sunday, it's right after Shabbos, and it's nighttime, so Shabbos is ended. Accordingly, that is the time to say Borei Me'orei HaEish. And the Tosefta continues, V'lo Berach Mishetachshach, if you didn't say it right then, he didn't say it when it became dark, you can continue Yivarach Kol HaLaila, you can continue saying it all of Saturday night. L'Berach Kol HaLaila, however, if you didn't say it the entire Saturday night, now it's Sunday morning, Lo Yivarach Ma'ata, you can no longer say the bracha Borei Me'orei HaEish. It has to be said Saturday night. Now the Ginas V'Radim learns from this Tosefta that as early as you can say it is preferable, meaning don't wait till midnight, 11 o'clock at night, 2 in the morning. You should say it earlier in the night, because immediately at night we start having hana from flames and candles. Nowadays it's all electric, but in any case, he says that we should have the bracha earlier, and he says it's just like or similar to Kein Birkas HaNenin, just like we don't have a birkas of nenin without a bracha. In other words, we can't have hana, we can't have that salmon, we can't have that drink without saying a bracha of beforehand, the birkas of nenin beforehand. Kach ein roi lehenot me'or haner below bracha. We also should not have benefit from the candle, from the flame, without saying a bracha. So continuing in that vein, he says as follows: Sha'al halomdim kodem havdala, those who are learning before havdala, there's not a problem unless you are learning with a candle, with an actual flame. Then you are like somebody who is benefiting from this world without a bracha, and that would indeed be problematic. So that's where the Ginas V'Radim comes out as follows: if it's specifically a candle, if it's specifically a flame, indeed you have to say the Borei Me'orei HaEish. Don't have enough from a candle, a flame. You shouldn't be learning from that flame. And we could say as follows: don't certainly you shouldn't smoke, period, but certainly smokers, don't do it before Havdalah. And don't cook maybe before Havdalah, cooking with the flame. He doesn't say that explicitly, but indeed we could extrapolate. If you can't read to a flame because you're having hana, it would be apparently any hana from a flame before Havdalah would be problematic. Similarly, the Tshuvas Perach Shoshan asks as follows. He was asked the same question: can you read to the Or HaNer? Can you read from a candle, using a candle on Motzei Shabbos before saying Borei Me'orei HaEish? And he brings two times that's very relevant. On Purim, that falls on Motzei Shabbos, that we stay in shul and we read the Megillah. So when do you say the Havdalah? So indeed, it could be problematic if we're saying you can't have benefit and you want to stand there, and they would sit there with candles reading the Megillah, you'd have to say Borei Me'orei HaEish before the actual reading of the Megillah. And similarly, you stay in shul, Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av, Amotzei Shabbos, and you're going right from Arav into Tisha B'Av. The same would apply, apparently, if you're going to be reading to the candle, if you're going to be using the flame of the candle, you'd have to say Borei Me'orei HaEish beforehand. In fact, the Perach Shushan brings the Ravid and the Rada that say Shitzarech Levarach Kodem, that you indeed have to say the Bracha Borei Me'orei HaEish in advance of using it. So you don't wait for Avdala later on. You'd have to say Borei Me'orei HaEish before having any anah from a candle, from a flame. And the Kobo says as follows: Purim Shechal B'Motzei Shabbos, you have Purim, and it falls on Saturday night, Shekorin HaMegillah L'Or HaNer, that indeed they would read the Megillah with the light of the candle, you'd have to Mevarech Borei Morei HaEsh Kodem. Before reading, you would have to say Borei Morei HaEsh, because you're not permitted to benefit from that flame until you have said the bracha Borei Morei HaEsh. That would be similar to having a drink or eating something before saying a Birkas HaNanin. So indeed, that's where they come out. And the Perach HaShoshan says as follows when it comes to other uses, V'nira d'lav davka li'omot. Apparently, this isn't only when it comes to learning, Elahu adin lishtot ashan. The same thing would be with drinking ashan, some sort of drink, similar apparently to smoking that they would do. They would smoke it up with a flame. Asr kodem sheyavarach borei merayesh. You can't do that before you say borei merayesh, because you are having hana'a from the flame before saying a bracha on that flame. So there we have the views of two poskim saying that indeed you're not allowed to benefit from a candle, from a flame, until you say borei merayesh ha'esh. However, on the other hand, the Shmir Shabbos Kihilchasa paskins otherwise. He says as follows, Shabirkas haner ena birkas hananin. This concept, this mitzvah that we have of saying the bracha on the candle, Motzei Shabbos, Borei Morei HaEsh, is not a Birkas HaNanin. It's not parallel to saying a bracha before eating something, that you have to say the bracha before eating. Shari Mutar Lena Mina Or Kam Kodem Shemavarchin. In fact, when it comes to the candle, the flame, you are permitted to benefit from fire before saying the bracha. So the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa is paskining. It's not a Birkas HaNanin. It's not like eating food. You can have benefit from fire in advance of saying the bracha. And then he says as follows in another place, when it comes to Purim that falls on Motzei Shabbos, even though you want to have hana from a flame and reading the Megillah, nonetheless, is the minhag is to wait, not say the Birkas HaNer until afterwards, later on when we say the full Havdalah after reading the Megillah. Indeed, that is when we would say the bracha on the Ner. Again, he's being consistent with his psak, that there is not a problem having hana'a from the flame even before saying the bracha borei me'orei ha'esh. Have a wonderful day.